Today we continue looking at God's men. Thank you for joining me today here on Exhortations.
We praise thee, O God, for the Son of thy love, for Jesus who died and is now gone above. Hallelujah, and glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, and glory. Revive us again.
Thank you for joining me today. Today we continue looking at areas in which fathers and men in general can be good examples. We're looking at today purity. Purity can also be defined as cleanliness. A father who wants his children to live pure, clean lives must set the example in his own life. Many boys and girls have taken their first drink from their father's bottle. Purity must start in the heart. We notice this in Matthew 5 and verse 8, where the Bible says, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." Purity also is maintained by right thinking. Philippians 4 and verse 8, the Bible says, "Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue, if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things." All Christians, fathers, mothers, sons, and daughters, but for our sake today, we're looking at men, are to keep themselves pure. 1 Timothy 5 and verse 22 says, "Do not lay hands on anyone hastily, nor share another people's sins. Keep yourself pure." 1 Timothy 5 verse 22. It is by the blood of Christ that we are made clean. We are made pure by the blood of Christ when we obey the truth. 1 Peter 1 verse 22 says, "Since you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit and sincere love of the brethren, love one another fervently with a pure heart." And so we are made pure by the blood of the Lamb. We also are reminded that our religion is to be pure as well, as we see in James 1 verse 27. If we want to be God's men, let us remember that we must practice purity. Thank you for listening.